2:41. The countdown is on. 24 hours, give or take a couple, before you and your family and friends sit down for that fabulous Thanksgiving meal. And of course, if you're in charge of making it happen, that's a whole other ball of wax.
Yeah, even the best cooks among us can get nervous before the big feast. But here to soothe the pre-Thanksgiving kitchen nerves, Sam Sifton, food editor for the New York Times. Sam, great to have you back.
It's good to be with you.
Hey, what is the first thing we should remember about tomorrow?
Everything is going to be all right. That's
really
the first thing to remember. It is. Even if you burn that turkey, it's going to be all right. Even if there are lumps in the gravy, it's going to be all right. We gather together as a nation to give thanks for the bounty that surrounds us. We thank our friends, our family. We're off work. We're eating good food. It's just going to be a terrific day.
Wow, you're a beautiful human being, Sam. That's very nice. So listen, let's say we've got a dinner tomorrow and we really haven't thought it out. Is there a quick way to make it happen?
Oh, sure there is. The key is to find a turkey that is not frozen solid. If you've got a frozen bird at this point, it's going to be a little tough. But if you're a last minute shopper, you just get yourself a turkey, get a bunch of potatoes, get a bunch of sweet potatoes, maybe make a stuffing, you knock out some cranberry sauce, you make a little gravy to go with the roast bird, and you have a classic Thanksgiving meal on the table. And hey, just about 6 hours of work.
And other than the turkey, are there some things maybe we should get done tonight that might help us tomorrow?
Yes. I think knocking out the cranberry sauce tonight is a good idea. You can even make the dressing ahead of time and then reheat it tomorrow, adding a little stock to it to moisten it and some of the fat from the turkey pan. People will be baking pies tonight, which is a good idea. It's a good time to sort of take stock of your plates and your mismatched forks and figuring all that stuff out so you don't have to worry about it in the moment.
So for folks who are doing Thanksgiving, what sort of thing may they want to consider to just spice it up a little bit to make it different?
Well, I'm going to ask that your listeners go to nytcooking.com and take a look at our Thanksgiving planner. We've got a whole host of cool new recipes, exciting recipes that can maybe take you out of your comfort zone a little bit or reassure you that you're on the right path. Adding a little spice or a little pepper or a little extra sweetness or zip to your meal is really as easy as going over to that site and choosing a recipe that looks good to you.
What is your favorite side dish?
Oh, that, which is my favorite child. I have a hard time with that. I find that the plate comes together in a beautiful way. I think gravy is probably, I would, if I could serve bowls of gravy as a kind of soup, I perhaps would. I like the way the gravy ties together the meat and the sides and then a little zip of cranberry sauce. I cannot just pick one.
All right. And Sam, you said it right at the beginning. Instead of obsessing and worrying that everyone's going to talk about you once the door closes, just give thanks and enjoy being with one another.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving,
Thank you.
Sam.
Happy Thanksgiving to you both.
Thanks,
Bye.
You too.